Okay, let me start this and we'll try again. So the topic of today is, I am a fuck up, I am divine. I believe that there is a certain subset of humanity, very, very small, that goes into the realm of divine awareness and just stays there. These are the people in history like Christ, like Buddha. There are people today that I think are in that place. I think Byron Katie and Eckhart Tolle. I think that there are countless Indian gurus that are in that place. I'm not familiar with them, but I talk to people who have had these awarenesses and experiences with them. And so I think that there is this subset of truly divine human hybrids, and then everybody else who is in some degree or stage of balance of their humanity as they recognize and become aware of the depth of the divine that is in them, that they are aware in all things. So, and I think that all includes even people that are often considered to be, you know, more than human. I think Gandhi, I think Martin Luther King Jr., I think that these people were human, just like you and me, who worked towards, became more and more clear and more aware of this divine potential in them. But I think that they lived in a place that fluctuated. I think that they touched the divine and then revisited the human experience and tried to make their human interactions and expressions and choices more in line with that which they became aware of as being their divine potential. And that is the struggle, the challenge of all people, to do the best they can with what they've got in that moment. And that is that choice. I mean, in some ways, a divine creature does not have, you know, free will. They simply, you know, there is just this truth that they sit in. But to have a human experience means to ride the ups and downs, means to play with all of this and try to do our best and have the struggles, have the triumphs. And I recently become very, you know, aware of myself in these fluctuations. Sometimes during a broadcast here, I feel very connected and very much at my highest self, very kind of touching the divine that is within me and that is, you know, kind of like I'm kind of just giving a little high five to one of those divine beings. Sometimes I can get to a place in meditation where I feel so aware of the divine perfection that I almost lose the human experience and then become very aware. It becomes very clear as I rejoin the human experience that I am now I'm back in that fluctuation of struggle, of choice, of insecurity and fear and all these things that I now becomes the drama, the human experience that I've chosen by leaving the divine state. I've had a number of experiences in the last week and a half that have really been mirrors so that I can see myself as this flawed human with this divine potential. And what's been good for me is to see that as I have faced my frailty and my human flaws recently, I've been able to see that the same struggles that have been a part of my journey for years are still there, but I have more of an expertise or more of a mastery as I deal with these things. Even as I struggle with them, I feel like I'm doing better than I once was. I had a friend pull me aside last week, and they wanted to, you know, get clear with me. They mentioned that they had passed judgment on me for some things, and they brought up a specific situation and that they saw me acting in a way. And it was, you know, there was a time when I would have been feeling very defensive and preparing to, you know, explain myself And I even felt that kind of surge, like as he started to set the scene of this scenario, I was starting to think about what was, you know, what was I going on in my mind, you know, what were the things that had happened? Oh, I'd had this really hard day before then, and this, and the Hugmobile broke down, and you know, and so I was starting to defend, and then I sunk back and tried to remember. Wait a minute. This event that he's talking about was something that happened as me being a human on this planet. And that there's a lesson that Byron Katie teaches, that when someone, you know, has anger towards you or has judgment towards you, our instinct is to defend, but instead try to find the truth in it. And so as he was talking, I was saying, I tried to shift and be like, you know what? I am sure that this is accurate. Let me listen and find the part of this that I know to be true, so I can embrace this human failing or this human struggle or this insecurity or anxiety or fear-based action and words that I did, so I can just acknowledge that, yes, I see that. I see that I did that. And thank you for your patience and your honesty in bringing that to surface. There's a line in A Course in Miracles that, in my defenselessness, my safety lies. And we see that in a lot of mythical stories. Aslan, as he is put on the stone and shaved, he surrenders. He does not defend himself. Christ, you know, supposedly could fight back, but in the defenselessness. And so I was really worked to try to listen and not be defensive and try to recognize that, yeah, this was one of my fluctuations of humanness. And they've been coming this last week. And it's been a good, powerful thing for me, because one of the things that has been used as a weapon to hurt me in the past from people that that feel like I have hurt them is to call me a fraud. And that designation, that feeling of like, who are you to talk about love? Who are you to talk about being a good person when I know that you have done things, you have said things, you have been selfish, you have been less compassionate than you could have been, whatever those things are. And that really hurt. And for a long time, I've had a lot of guilt about even coming to a place of feeling like I had a right to share ideas of happiness or joy or any of those things. And as this person was confronting me, that feeling of like, oh my gosh, she knows I'm a fraud, was like bubbling up. And I was able to push it back down and be like, wait, no. Not even push it down, just like, I'm not a fraud. I'm a human. I am experiencing the human experience, which is full of divine potential and all sorts of dirty humanity. And my path is trying to get that balance more towards the divine as I go. That's all of our paths. That is why we're here, is to learn the lessons, to experience and have the relationships, the ones that call you the names, that stir your stuff up, so that you can then, over time, develop mastery and learn so that those things don't stir you up. Right as we're doing this broadcast, one of those lessons happen. As the internet didn't work and as we've had to restart several times, I vividly remember having broadcasts that I did with my grandpa where we struggle with the exact same thing, bandwidth not working and people in chat can't see us and all these things. And I can remember how tense and frustrated and angry I was getting. And when I look back, I can also remember how calm and unfazed my grandpa was. And today, as you know, we're having these challenges. I mean, did I wish things were different? Yes. But I also recognize that there's nothing I can do in this situation. So you let it roll, and you make the best of it. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. A couple of the things that have happened this week, where I've noticed my humanness. And that's, I think, a big shift too, is just is In the moment, I never notice the humanness. In the moment, I'm consumed with fear or insecurity or whatever. But as I practice this, very soon afterwards, I go, oh, I acted from not my highest self. Let's see now, how can I remedy the things that I did or said in that situation? So when my partnership, you know, I had moments this weekend where I was not as attentive, where I was not as good a listener, where I was in a place of selfishness and fatigue and just not testiness. And I became aware quick enough that I feel like I was able to, you know, apologize and try to be present and try to make sure that I communicated how important and how much they bring to me. And so that even if I was not there in these moments, that I'm aware of that and I'm trying to then, you know, work that balance up towards my highest self. Just today, I had a powerful example of that, of being shown the reflection of my weakness, my humanness, and where there is an upcoming event where I was so honored to be asked to help with the writing of the opening ceremony. And I was nervous because a lot of the people involved are people that I have a lot of respect for and don't know that well, but certainly just feel like they are really impressive people. And so it stirred up and I started to feel insecure and I started to really want to impress these people and wanted to, you know, to live up to, you know, what some of them thought I was. In fact, during one of the meetings, someone made a point to just say these really nice things, and that's why they had invited me to be a part of this. And while I was honored, I was also like, I'm a fuck up. You may have seen a video where I sounded divine, but I'm a fuck up too. And so they, in the creation of this, of the, as we're working on the script and this process, they had mentioned that potentially I could play a major role in this performance. And I've been terrified. I've been really afraid. I've been afraid of the performance as well as afraid of saying to these people, I'm afraid. And I'm afraid of letting them down, and so I've been just paralyzed. And so I struggled with this email this morning. I struggled, and I finally, you know, basically said, "Look, I'm scared," and I want to help, but I don't feel like I'm good enough. And the irony is this performance, the theme of it is about love and surrender and allowing yourself to shine, recognizing the whole point of it is recognizing that we are pure and we are divine lights, that we then get covered up with all of the stuff, all of the fear and all of the guilt and all of the darkness. And so the whole point of the performance is to pull that stuff off. And so there's a part of me that's saying, like, you know, this is, step into it, say you'll do it, be the hero. And then so much of my humanness is saying, please don't make me do it, please don't make me do it, please don't make me do it. And so I said, look, I don't feel comfortable doing choreography and I don't feel comfortable memorizing lines, but I want to help how I can. And the email I got back right before this show started was like so full of love and so accepting. So with this compromise of like, well, hey, you know, we can record you if you want to read this narration, we could do that in advance. I mean, that might be a perfect solution. We've even discussed. And it was, you know, over and over, the process is feeling, seeing, and then communicating as transparently as possible, surrendering. And, you know, that just seems to be over and over and over again, the lesson for me is surrender, open, trust. Whatever my ego is, that fight, that fear, that it's just, not that I need to actually even step into the action, But just to step into the acknowledgement that I have this fear. I called Dimitri right before the show and was like, I need you to tell me that it's okay that I said that I can't do it. So that's me. I'm a fuck up. I'm afraid. I'm a fraud. But sometimes I'm so connected. I'm so full of love. And I feel you. I feel you. And I feel so part of the magic and the beauty. And I feel so divine. And so grateful to just ride that path as best I can, to surrender as much as possible, to share what I have as gifts if possible. And I think that's what it's about. I think that we're all fuck-ups and we're all divine and we help each other to learn the lessons. We help each other to see ourselves as our best. As we fuck up, hopefully we have people in our lives that know that we are divine. That is our role for one another. One, to be the challenge, and in other times, to be the faith. Thank you. This weekly experience, this weekly recalibration is a powerful, powerful gift for me to align on that, to know and remind myself that it is this direction towards my best. My best, not as me, the ego, me, the best as my expression of the divine. The reflection of you. So while we're here, let's have a hug. Wherever you are, grab yourselves by the shoulders. This fucked up and divine body of yours, filled with injuries and zits, as well as healing and limber. Let's be grateful for this body. And be grateful for the fucked up person that is beneath that and their personality stuff and those beliefs about yourself and the best you can do at the time and all your responsibilities that guide you and sometimes put you at odds with others, sometimes make you feel like you're clacking against all these other people, but let's put that on pause and remind ourselves that deep down that seed that we have, that we all are, that's where we're divine. And we just got to do our best to let it out as much as possible. And to see it in others as much as possible. And then when we have moments like right now, feel and know that seed in us and that seed in them and that seed in all of us, it is all amazing, divine, perfect, wonderful. And so as we all try to align with that thing, that magical flow, that divine light, forgive ourselves for when we fall off track. Forgive everyone else for when they are not as much in line. And let's take a deep breath and just feel our best and their bests and the best and just feel that divine flow that is the thing that we are. Take a deep breath. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb, all the enlightened masters, and all of us fuck-ups, happy Hug Nation. Thank you. I love you. Namaste.